There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Let's give out some game balls on Grant and Danny after a fourth straight win. Frankie Luvu, 7 tackles, the big 4th-and-1 stop on the third play of the game opening drive, 2.5 sacks, a season high, a career high, 3 quarterback hits, 2 tackles for loss, a fumble recovery. What didn't Frankie Luvu do? Also leads the speeches pregame, got the game ball and broke the team down after the game. That's a heart and soul dude. That's a badass. Big time Frankie Luvu guy here.
How about his running mate, Bobby Wagner? How about a sack and a half of your own? How about a forced fumble? How about 6 solo tackles? How about a TFL as well? The linebacking core have a day against the big, dumb Cleveland Browns offense.
Deami Brown got his number called and made a play. He got a chance to win down the field vertically. He did. He made a catch, dropped right into the bucket. Had another nice play that you kind of forget. That was a 16-yard comeback route where he made a guy miss and got some extra yards to get down to the 11-yard line and set up more points later in the game. Only had 2 targets. He turned that into 2 catches for 57 yards and a 41-yard touchdown. This is what this receiver room is becoming. We'll talk to Alamide Zaccheaus about this. He's on the show today at 4:30. But he had the big game last week. McLaurin's the one mainstay. But there have been Noah Brown games. There's been a Luke McCaffrey sighting. He had an elevated role yesterday. Deami Brown goes a couple weeks, doesn't get his number called. Now all of a sudden it's your turn, your chance. And guys are making the most of those opportunities. Kudos to Deami yesterday.
Austin Ekeler, he's just so wonderful. If you're scoring at home, that's 8 touches for 97 yards. I say again, 8 touches for 97 yards. Ripped off the big run for 50. Ripped off a nice catch and run for 33. Game-changing plays. These are easy button plays that Austin Ekeler provides. He is so wonderful. He is so good with the ball in his hands. This remains their best offseason signing.
I thought Mikey Sanristil was very physical. Had the big pop on Deshaun Watson along the sideline. Had a couple really violent collisions, right? They talk about arriving violently. He certainly did that. He's clearly getting more comfortable as this year goes along. He's now playing a second position. He played a lot of nickel. He's played on the boundary. I like what I'm seeing from the development of a national champion with Michigan as one of the captains of the Wolverines last year. But I thought, even though it was semi-quiet, just a 4-tackle performance, not a whole lot of counting stats, when I rewatched the game, he jumped out several times.
What local 53 running back has 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games? Trick question. There's two of them. There's two of them. That's what's so fun. That's what's fun. Isn't it fun? I'm having fun. In addition to Brian Robinson, who wasn't much of a factor yesterday because of his bum knee, how about Jeremy McNichols? 7 rushes, 44 yards, and a touchdown. Please and thank you. This is the thing that everyone always talks about, and it's the most overused, hackneyed cliche. Next man up. Easiest thing in the world to do is yell next man up. Like, I've solved it. The easiest thing, we'll fix it all because next man up. Eventually, the next man isn't as good as, like, the first guy that you started with. But so far, they have not missed a beat. They were able to have Brian Robinson relax for the entire second half because it's fine. Dude, McNichols has it. Why doesn't McNichols run for a whole bunch of burst and explosion with a long of 28 yesterday? That is fantastical.
Jaden Daniels, just 14 completions. He only played the 3 quarters, obviously, because he got to watch the fourth quarter with the rest of the starters
relaxing
on the sideline like a good team that we see watching Red Zone typically does. But 238 yards passing on those 14 completions for him. I mentioned in the first segment, and I think you guys all saw it, like accuracy was down from normal. A couple more mistakes. Should have had at least 2 interceptions probably. Maybe a third if Luke McCaffrey doesn't bail him out on a ball left inside. But the good plays are just so spectacular. The sack turned into 66 yards to McLaurin. The 34-yard run on 4th-and-3. The 41-yard dime that I guess he told Cliff Kingsbury he wanted to run and then dropped right into the waiting arms of Deami Brown in the end zone. Those big plays are the entire ballgame. The rest of it is just noise. It's just furniture in the room. It doesn't really matter. You don't notice it. Because he makes a couple plays a half that just snatch the soul of the defense and the opponent. And he did it again with Washington having six different plays of 23 or more yards yesterday.
Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman. I'm going to read off. Okay, we all know defensive player of the year, every year candidate in Myles Garrett. I'm going to read off his stat line. Okay, this is just from yesterday. You ready? Why'd that tumbleweed just go by? Nothing. He didn't record a thing. Oh, you mean no pressures, no hits, no quarterback sacks, no TFLs? No, none of those, and no tackles. Did Myles Garrett play yesterday? Prove it. He was on the field, 52 snaps, almost 80% of Cleveland's defensive plays. And you know what he was doing a bunch was jogging back, right? Because he had, like, the ball was advanced. He had to, like, run back, get back there, huddle up. All right, I'll try to get a next play. Oh, no, we have to go up the field because they scored another touchdown in my ass. Zero. Zero impact yesterday. Hello there.
I would normally say that that timeshare rotation platoon at left tackle makes no sense. Who cares?
Exactly.
50-50 split the last 2 weeks for Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman. And Coleman, by the way, looks like the left tackle of the future. It looks like Peters was more right and everybody else was more wrong about him far. A lot of the other teams that saw him as a guard, wrong. We've got the smarter evaluator than you do. Just like Washington did all these years, you know, with Rivera and
we're used to it, yeah.
And the Marty party. By the way, Martin Mayhew, game ball. Give Martin Mayhew a game ball. He still works here.
Yeah.
Right? Play the game ball button. Martin Mayhew. Yeah, thank you. He's still here.
What does he do?
He is a part of this renaissance.
Anyone know what he does?
Imagine what the record would be if he wasn't here.
Here we go.
Yeah. 4-1.
That's
Martin Mayhew.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.